Global equity markets experienced a surge last week, fueled by the hope that the unstable equilibrium of the Middle East war might not only hold, but shift in a positive direction. This optimism was bolstered by the start of confidence-building measures between the US and Iran, leading to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices dropped sharply and yields retreated, albeit more modestly. However, this optimism hit some turbulence over the weekend. On Saturday, Iran restored a full blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, complaining that the US had not lifted its blockage of Iranian ports, and Israel resumed its bombing campaign in Lebanon. As we enter the new week, markets are once again left to grapple with war uncertainty. At the spring meetings of the IMF and World Bank, almost all policymakers expressed strong concern regarding the war's fallout on the global economy. Aside from the US, which remains a notable outlier, the mood was somber. On the corporate front, the first quarter earnings season got off a solid start, with 88% of companies beating estimates. Earnings are tracking 10.3% ahead of expectations, with growth now running 13.2% year-on-year, marking the sixth consecutive quarter to double-digit growth. Looking ahead, it's another busy week for both economic data and earnings. In the US, key releases include retail sales, University of Michigan sentiment indicators, ADP jobs data, and PMI for March. In Europe and the UK, focus will be on consumer confidence, PMI data, as well as UK inflation and retail sales. In addition, it will also be a busy week for Fed speakers, with several Fed governors due to speak at various events. Focus will be on any indication on the direction of interest rates. Turning to South Africa, mining production once again surprised to the upside in February, rising 9.7% year over year, with notable gains in PGMs largely supported by base effects. In the week ahead, focus tends to match inflation and February retail sales, with inflation expected to tick up slightly to 3.1%. On the corporate front, we expect an operational update from BHP, along with the results from Capitec on Wednesday and Clicks on Thursday. That's it for now. Have a great week.